Instead of April showers, River Campus brings symphony, a Broadway classic, and the future of art. Hi, I'm Ellen Farrow, coming to you from the box office to share what's on stage, what's happening behind the scenes, and all the latest River Campus activities. One of the nation's oldest symphonies will be here on April 13th. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra returns for an evening of Mendelssohn and Mozart. The program will feature Mozart's Chaconne and an excerpt from the opera Idomeneo, and Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4 in A Major, known as the Italian, led by their resident conductor, Jim Anew. The New Zealand native was appointed in 2016 to the symphony and is also the music director for the Hamilton Philharmonic Orchestra in Ontario, Canada. Beginning next Monday is the first installment of the BFA Graduating Senior Exhibitions in the River Campus Art Gallery. Each week-long collection will display the body of work students developed throughout their last two semesters of coursework. Receptions are held Friday at 5 p.m. Next Wednesday is the opening of the Broadway classic A Raisin in the Sun in the Rest Flexible Theater. The play depicts a few weeks in the life of the Youngers, an African-American family living on the south side of Chicago in the 1950s. The work was named Best Play by the New York Drama Critics Circle and saw a cast including Ruby Dee and Sidney Poitier. At the River Campus, talented students from the Conservatory of Theater and Dance will fill the roles led by guest director Tyler Abercrombie, an actor and writer from Chicago. You can buy tickets to these and others at rivercampus.org, and I look forward to seeing you soon at the box office.